A fire this week at a warehouse in East London destroyed more than 100 works by contemporary British artists, among them Tracy Emin and Chris Ofili. Many of the artworks that burned in the fire were owned by modern art collector Charles Saatchi. Some of the pieces destroyed were part of the Sensation exhibit that caused a major stir when it traveled to New York several years ago. Jonathan Jones is an arts critic for The Guardian newspaper in London. He says the fire marks a devastating loss for the modern art community.
I felt really sad, and it's sad. I think art critics perhaps respond differently than the normal people, because obviously I like art a lot, and I spend a lot of my life writing about it and looking at it, and several of the works here are works that I've, you know, written about, seen over the years, talked about. In a small way, they're part of my own life. And I genuinely felt very shocked and upset that it had happened. And let's not be hysterical. This is not the whole of the Saatchi collection. This is actually quite a small proportion of the Saatchi collection that's been destroyed. Nevertheless, some of the works that really had indisputable value have been destroyed.
What would you include in that list?
I mean, actually, all the works, in fact. All the works, because paintings by Chris Ofili, paintings by Gary Hume, also paintings by older artists, including Patrick Heron. For me, the most single best work that was lost was called Hell, and it's not a painting, it's a kind of grotesque tableau by Jake and Dinos Chapman. It was made in a series of cases, I think about 10 glass cases, and it was a sort of like a railway modeler's landscape. You sort of walked around it and looked in, and with all these little toy soldiers, which were sort of German Second World War Nazi, basically Nazis, and it was a very convincing, it was kind of very funny and outrageous, sort of thing with all these Nazis basically sort of massacring each other in this sort of huge, sort of phantasmagoric landscape. It took them 2 years to make, done in great detail, very pictorially convincing, very sort of realistic, just as much as a film would be.
The reaction of some of the artists who have lost works in this fire has been really interesting, and in particular, Dinos Chapman, who was one of the creators of this work that you're talking about, this piece called Hell, he said, "We'll just make it again. It's only art."
Well, he was quoted in one British newspaper saying that. He was quoted on the same day in another British newspaper as saying, "It's irreplaceable."
So he's having it both ways.
Somebody misquoted him. My feeling is that that's not true. I mean, they might say that's a match of pose. But the truth is, it's a lie to say they could just reproduce it. They can't. I mean, it would take them another 2 years. Maybe they will do that. I hope they do. I mean, that would be great. I think the most honest person has been Tracy Emin, where she said there are things that she made a particular time of her life. They have a particular meaning, which is part of that time. It can be remade, but it wouldn't have the same significance. And it's no more true to say that this work can be replaced than that any work can be replaced.
So many of these pieces have been controversial. I wonder, are there naysayers in the community who are saying, good riddance, it's just as well that these were lost?
A lot of people have a schadenfreude about it. A lot of people will be gloating and celebrating. Artists, for one thing, any artists who are not in the Saatchi collection or who feel that their work has been sort of excluded by fashion and that they make the kinds of paintings or traditional works of art which don't get promoted nowadays.
To those people who say this was no great loss, what do you say to them?
To have works which clearly have proven that they arouse interest and that they are just as potentially significant as any contemporary work of art can be, and for people to sort of gloat and think it's funny that that's destroyed, it is ignorance. It is philistinism. You're not being clever. All you're doing, you would have celebrated in the same way when if Picasso's work has been destroyed 90 years ago. There is no difference.
Jonathan Jones, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Jonathan Jones is arts critic for The Guardian in London, talking about the destruction of more than 100 works of contemporary British art in a warehouse fire.